brings us to public hearings. Subset A is consideration of resolution 2019-35. This is street closure for the motorcycle rally. Mr. Cole, you got some staff report for us? I believe it's the same as it's been for a while.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. We've got 59 days, 3 hours, and some seconds. Yes, the street closures are pretty much the same as they have been in the past. A couple different items on the resolution this year would be the closure of Harley-Davidson Way on Friday, August 2nd, just for Friday, August 2nd, and we will open that up at approximately around 6 p.m. that evening. We are bringing in entertainment, which is a motorcycle jumper, to do a motorcycle jump across Main Street during our opening ceremonies. They will need time to set those ramps up and then take them down afterwards. And so the reason for Harley-Davidson Way being shut down. Everything else except for the VIP parking along Sherman Street, we wanted someplace for our meals each day, that the people coming, the sponsors coming for their meals, to be able to park. And on both sides of Sherman at City Hall, we'd like to have that for the VIP parking. Other than that, any questions, I will entertain.
Questions from council? How about public questions, comments, concerns on this resolution? Is there a motion?
I move to approve resolution 2019-35, closure of streets for the 2019 motorcycle rally.
First by Becca. Second by Rhea. Any last discussion, council or public? All those in favor of the motion? Whoop, Brian, come on up. Just under the gun.
Yeah, this first I heard of the motorcycle jumpers, so they jumping from north to south, south to north.
What
they
we didn't doing? Tell you they're landing on your building?
No, I'm afraid they're going to be out front of my brewery. How are we going to get them
picked up? If he goes astray in the halfway through midstream, but he might.
You're ramping, you're jumping over Maine, huh? It's pretty cool. Which end are you landing on?
The plan right now is to go from Lazelle. Jump Main.
Yeah, that's
south.
Probably better because you trade slide out on Lazelle Street during the rally.
Right, yeah.
All right. Any last comments?
Well, he's the jumper that jumped at the Corn Palace last year.
We'll also make sure that we get the Knuckle Brewing and the Fireside pitchers with him in here.
We got a first and second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Brings us subset B. This is a special event license for the Lynn's Dakota Mart parking lot. Jerry, you stay and put. Jerry, you better come back. Is this you two? That's who I have you for. I didn't ask anybody. I just had your name here. Special event license for the Indian Motorcycle.
It's the same setup that they've done for several years. For Polaris and Jack Daniels, they kind of partner at their location. It's one of the larger anchor kind of exhibits during the rally. And originally they did just have a malt beverage license there, but for the last couple of years they have asked for a special event liquor license. Chief, I don't think we've had any issues at that location. Yeah, at Lynn's. That would be a no, or yes.
He said no.
Okay. Okay. No issues at that location, and they do close by 5 or 6, I think, every night. So So it's not that they're open late with, you know, significant competition with the other licensees.
Any questions from council for staff on this SEL? How about public input? Or SEL applicant input? Is there a motion? Got a first by Dave. Second. Got a second by Ron. Any last discussion? Questions, comments, concerns? Council or public? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset C is another SEL. This again is the knuckle. This is at the community center. This is for the parking lot, it looks like.
This as well has been occurring for more than 8 years. In the front of the parking lot of the community center, the knuckle sets up a location there. This is, again, is an item that does enhance the city's sponsorship of that location and our ability to lease it out during the year or during the event. And, again, I don't think we've had any issues that have occurred on that lot, at least in the last 8 years or more. And the knuckle has been serving there for quite some time.
Any questions from council on this SEL? Public input? Questions, comments, concerns? None being heard? Is anyone brave enough to make a motion? Okay, first by Dave.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries 8-1.